The Missouri Tigers with a big win in the Southeast Conference last night, and the MSU West Plains Grizzlies are back in action this evening. We've also got a lot of high school basketball weather permitting. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Let's jump right into it. Columbia, Missouri. Kobe Brown scored 26 points on 10 for 11 shooting, and Noah Carter scored 14. Missouri wins their third straight game. They beat LSU last night, 87-77. Brown tied his career high with 10 made shots, having accomplished defeat twice before. Reserve DeAndre Golston scored 14 points for Mizzou. Isaiah Mosley, the transfer from Missouri State, had 12. Missouri now 17-5 on the year, 5-4 in the Southeast Conference. They'll be back in action again on Saturday on the road to take on Mississippi State. In Springfield, Austin Mason scored 12 of his game-high and career-high 27 points in the last 3 minutes of regulation and overtime. That gave the Missouri State Bears a 76-67 win in overtime over Valparaiso. Bears travel to Southern Illinois on Sunday. Tonight, the Arkansas State Red Wolves will be in action. They'll play host to South Alabama down in Jonesboro. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies take on the Three Rivers Community College Raiders tonight. That game at the West Plains Civic Center, a Region 16 matchup. And remember, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies softball team going to be in action down at North Arkansas College in Harrison for their season opener. Softball doubleheader Saturday beginning at 11. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs didn't have a practice yesterday, but they have released an injury report. That's an estimation. Mecole Hardman, Juju Smith-Schuster, Legarius Sneed and Kadarius Toney did not practice, said the Chiefs. Willie Gay and Trey Smith were limited. Also of note, Patrick Mahomes with his ankle, Isaiah Pacheco with his wrist, and Jerick McKinnon with his ankles, and Justin Watson with an illness were listed as full participation. No other players were listed for the Chiefs, which indicates that Travis Kelce is completely healthy. Of course, Chiefs will take a couple of days off and start getting ready for the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles. We've got high school basketball on the schedule around the Ozarks tonight, weather permitting. The number 6-ranked West Plains Lady Zizzers back in action. They'll be in Springfield to take on Kickapoo. You'll hear that game at 100.9 The Train. The Thayer Lady Bobcats will take on the state-ranked Ava Lady Bears tonight over to Thayer High School. You'll hear that one on K-Country 95. And again, all games are weather permitting. The Alton Comets will be at home tonight, take on Winona. The Willow Springs Girls are at Mountain Grove. The Liberty Girls play at Salem. Kabul Girls are at Houston. And the Liberty Boys making a road trip to Hartville. The Bakersfield Boys and Girls be at home tonight with Bradleyville. The Dora Boys at Kabul. Van Buren Boys play host to Neelyville. The Gainesville Girls host Fordland. Summersville Girls hosting Plato. The Maynard Boys and Girls will be on the road to Marktree. The Norfolk Boys and Girls are at Concord. The Sloan Hendricks Boys playing at home with East Poinsett County. Pocahontas Girls at home with Forest City. And the K-City Girls making the road trip to Harrisburg. Latest state rankings are out in Missouri. In the Class 3 Boys, the Thayer Bobcats ranked number 3 this week. Mansfield is number 2. Charleston is the number 1 team. In the Class 2, Hartville Boys are number 3. And on the girls' side, in the Class 5, the West Plains Lady Zizzers tied with Lutheran St. Charles at number 6 in the state. In Class 4, Donovan is tied for 4th with California, while Ava is at number 6. And in Class 3, the Licking Lady Wildcats are ranked number 6 in the state. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com.